On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Romania is a country much associated with Dracula, but it's also a member of the European Union since 2007. It's best known for its forested region of Transylvania, and it's located in the southeast of Europe, bordered by Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria, the Black Sea, Moldova, and the Ukraine. It has a population of around 19 million and is in fact not a member of the Eurozone. Its currency is the Romanian leu. Bucharest is Romania's capital and commercial center.
I spoke to Isabel Gioga about living in Romania, its flaws, and its advantages.
My name is Isabella. I am working in UK as a territory manager for oral health. I've moved to UK last year in August, and this is a really exciting time for me and my family. When we moved, this is actually what a lot of friends asked us. They asked us, okay, how is it to live in UK? And I said, okay, it's nice, it's normal and good. It's almost as living at home, which actually is the answer for what it's like living in Romania. It's absolutely aligned, let's say, to the Western Europe way of life. And this is, I would say, the first point that makes it a good living. I think there are a lot of benefits. The first one and the most important that I see is maybe the democracy, because is actually the democracy now is more in line with the traditional democracy in the Western Europe. And this first thing was something that we've noticed in the past 8 years. Also, maybe better functionality of the state mechanism and the opening towards the EU countries. And of course, benefiting from the economical globalization, not only within the EU, but also with in relation with the other non-EU countries, maybe an enhanced usage of the Romanian capital as well as better absorption of the EU funding. And for us, another thing that is important is the maybe enhanced security, because historically we've been in a vulnerable position in Europe, so having a better security is important to us. But of course, for us as young people working, I think we see a lot of the shared expertise, especially in education and culture. And learning actually means evolving. So this is for us as young people important. Of course, anything that is good comes with something that is not that good besides. It's the equilibrium between the good and bad. So from this point of view, I think as for the other countries, what's not so pleasant is that we need to prioritize the EU laws above the national ones. So this sometimes creates some problems. Another thing that would be a disadvantage is the migration of the workforce, especially in medicine. So we saw more than 30% of our doctors going away and living abroad in the EU countries, leaving us a bit both from this perspective. However, the country is doing a lot of efforts to try to keep them in. Another way of seeing it is looking at the number of students studying abroad with the purpose of remaining and working there. The benefits are far, far greater than the disadvantages at the current moment. So in the current situation and with the current economical situation and social situation in Romania, for us, it's far better proposition to remain in the EU. Seeing the EU without the UK, it will not be that strong. It will be good for UK to stay. When you look at it historically, the reasons why UK joined are not valid anymore in the current situation. They need to realign and see exactly how they will approach it in the future. Of course, I think it's fair, and I think every country should do what's best for its people.
So, on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.